It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. It's Thursday, only one more day until the weekend. Hope you guys have all had a wonderfully short week. It's been a weird week because it, you know, most people didn't have to come back to work until yesterday.
Which was?
Wednesday. So they work like 3 days and then they get the weekend off again. Yeah, so that's great.
What day was it yesterday?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. It doesn't count as that because you didn't work Monday and Tuesday, so it can't officially be hump day.
What?
Can't be hump day.
What?
Because there was no Monday or Tuesday for most people. So it's just Wednesday. Okay. In fact, at best, it could be called Monday.
So that means today is...
Today would actually, in the realm of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday work week, today would be hump day.
What?
Yeah, see, you don't encourage me to say that if every time I say it, you're going to do that. That's ridiculous. Now, I need to get a shirt with Samuel L. Jackson pointing a gun in your face saying, whoop, whoop again. Say it.
Say whoop, whoop again. That makes me laugh. Did you look, by the way, did you look at the Cincinnati guy who's the meme?
No, I looked for him, the sideline reporter. I couldn't find him, so I just stopped. Because, you know, we're doing a talk show, so I thought maybe I'll look that up later. I couldn't find
it. Okay.
I couldn't find it. I was able to find the T-shirt real fast, but I couldn't find the other guy at all. I just put in, like, Cincinnati sideline reporter meme, Cincinnati Reds, and I ended up with just a bunch of, like, sideline reporter pictures and baseball player pictures.
So. He's a big guy.
So we were talking off the air.
Yes.
Now that we've kind of got all this, you know, 4th of July stuff, hey, here's what you did. Here's what I did. There are a couple things. One, at some point, I want to talk about Paul Millsap because the Nuggets signed Paul Millsap.
But they did.
You were talking off the air that there's been some discussion about what trades the Rockies may do.
Yes.
As we get closer to the trading deadline. And I'm curious to hear what you heard over at the ballpark, because honestly, everything I've heard is either you do one of two things. You've got to bring in some help for your pitchers.
The Rockies.
The Rockies do.
Sorry, you said Paul Millsap.
Oh, no. I was talking about the trade.
Okay, so you're talking Rockies trade.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll talk about Paul Millsap later, because I haven't had a chance to talk about it, and
Rockies trades, reckless speculation.
Well, so I've heard, you know, you trade cargo.
I am not so sure about that.
Do you trade anybody?
Yes.
If you trade somebody, why are you trading assets for somebody who is probably not going to help you get to the World Series this year?
Because the issue is you need what the ideal trade the Rockies need to make is one that will, it's not to get to them to a World Series this year, it's to get them to the playoffs this year.
See, but with the team right now, they can still make the playoffs.
Maybe. I think they can. I believe they can. Bettis was in the clubhouse today. He looks great.
John Gray had a great outing.
John Gray had a good outing. Yes.
Yeah.
Anderson was on crutches. So, you know, but Sensatella has been resting.
Mm-hmm.
You have some other guys who are, you know, starting to come back. Chatwood didn't pitch terrible today.
No, I mean, again, it was
the offense.
The offense has been terrible. And it was that middle reliever who kind of gave up those extra runs.
I said, Oberg.
There's a difference between being down by one run and being down 5-2. You know,
and ultimately 6-2.
Yeah. I said I didn't watch the last inning, so I didn't realize they scored another run. Because I knew, I'm like, okay, done. The way that offense has been hitting, they just haven't. So I just knew they weren't going to be able to come back. And right now, they can't. But I'm not sure you trade for anybody. I just don't know that you trade for anybody. One, you don't want to give up young talent in the minor leagues. I don't know if there's anybody on the big league team right now that another team is going to want.
I think everybody except for, I would say everybody on the team except for Nolan Arenado, and probably your probably
well, Blackman's probably three not or, available.
I would say Blackman probably is available.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, so
see, if you trade Blackman, you're basically giving up on the season.
No, I don't believe so.
He's your best hitter right now.
I understand.
You're going to go in with he's, a, with no, a he's, vaunted no, 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 lineup listen, of listen, Tapia no, 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 no. and Reynolds and Story.
Tapia.
Tapia had a couple. Listen.
Listen, Tapia is very good offensively.
He's okay.
His problem
right.
is defense. Let me just. I'm not saying I agree, but let me just tell you the one I heard.
If okay.
Okay. So Marcus Stroman from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is 26. Got a couple years left on a contract, so he would be here for a long time. Is a frontline ace kind of guy for Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto actually balked at a trade this winter, which would have sent Blackman to Toronto for Stroman, straight up.
Okay.
Toronto didn't want to do it. They wanted Blackman and someone else. So the Rockies minor league system mm-hmm. is currently ranked ninth in the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've got a good...
They've got some talent down there.
They
yeah.
do. They got a lot of talent, but it's very young. But... But you do have a surplus of outfielders, and you have a surplus of second baseman shortstops, and so that's the issue. So if you were to trade Blackman
mm-hmm.
for Stroman, and you'd probably have to throw in someone like Castellani or a minor league pitcher of some sort.
That tells the team that you're not ready to win this year.
Well, not necessarily, because you have David Dahl coming back, you have Parra coming back, you have Tapia, you have Tauchman. You have McMahon, who's in AAA.
Okay.
Listen.
No, I know what you're saying. You think that all those players are better than Blackman, and that losing Blackman means nothing.
No, I believe.
I think you send the wrong signal.
I believe that what you need to have at Coors Field is for most outfielders, offense will come, but you need to have guys who are good defensively. And
Blackman's good defensively.
He is, but he does have some deficiencies. He got thrown out again on the base pass today.
Our whole team, we have one guy who's capable of stealing the bases on this team. One. Very few other Rockies players
Tapia,
right now.
Tapia is the fourth fastest guy in baseball.
I said we have one.
Well, I mean, you should have more.
Well, yeah, we probably should, but we don't.
But I'm also
and
saying,
laying it at the feet
how old
of
do you think?
Blackman,
how old do you think Blackman? No. I am telling you that Blackman actually is, because he's playing so well. He's 31. So. You know, it's not like he's going to be, you know, and if you can trade for a 26-year-old.
I think statistically you can point to all of the other things that you've been saying that, oh, we've got all this other talent. We don't need Blackman. It'll be fine without him. You send the wrong message to the team.
Okay.
Trade Blackman.
I'm just telling you that that is a trade that has come up in the past and that people are talking about. Here's another trade. Would you like to hear another trade?
Yes, I would.
Right now, it's down between Minnesota and the Rockies to trade for a pitcher from Texas by the name of Sam Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what to do there, but I know there are two guys in the minor league system who are off limits. One of them is Brendan Rodgers, who is at AA.
Mm-hmm.
Might play in the Futures game, but about 2 days ago, he got hit in the head with a pitch.
Okay.
So they don't know. I don't know if he's going to play. I asked actually today, and they said they did not know whether he's going to play in the Futures game or not. It all depends. There's a pitcher called Riley Pint, who they seem not interested to want to trade. And then you can talk about the third guy is Mahan or something like that,
mm-hmm.
who's playing in AAA, who's an outfielder who's
right.
going crazy. Okay, so those are like three guys that they probably want to keep. Now, they could probably trade. They would probably let go of the outfielder, McMahon, if they needed to. And I'm totally screwing his name. But other people, okay, so you have a – there has not been this much talk about a minor leaguer in the Rockies system since Nolan Arenado that people are talking about Brendan Rodgers, who's a shortstop.
Okay.
So, I mean, the talk is similar to what it was Nolan Arenado. Like, how this guy is so great. This guy is so good. I mean, it's hard to imagine because Nolan Arenado, when he was his first season of professional baseball, was in the same league as Mike Trout and Bryce Harper and won the MVP of that league.
Right.
So, you know, but this is that type of player. So maybe you move Trevor Story or Pat Valeka, who are guys up here.
Yeah.
Or you move maybe a Raimel Tapia or a Tauchman. So say you wanted to get, Justin Verlander. Valeka, Tapia, maybe a couple pitchers from the minor leagues, not named Pint.
if they can pull it off.
But that's what they're looking for. They're also looking. There's also a possibility they're looking at Chris Archer from Tampa Bay, another guy like Stroman who has extra years. So you wouldn't just be renting him, and then he's a free agent.
Right, and you probably don't have to give up a whole lot because Tampa Bay is a badly run organization. You probably pull something.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
I'm not sure you have to trade anything.
I'm not sure you have to trade anything, but I think you need. I would like to see a veteran pitcher might be the way to boost the second half. Maybe you throw in one of the four guys.
Maybe. I just listen. What's so wrong about biting the bullet and letting this team go through some growing pains this year?
Ah, you have money, you might as well spend it. But we have to go because this is the end of the hour.
Oh, okay. We'll be back. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. And I did not bow down. It was mighty grumbling. I said, who?